this song gonna make it?
You can't put the song, can you?
No, no one else can hear the song.
Oh, it's just us.
Oh. Well.
This is a fun song. Yeah. What song was that?
Age of Consent by New Order.
Ooh.
Classic.
Classic. Instant classic.
Hmm.
Can I get some wine, please?
You gotta pop it open.
Yeah, opener's there. Give me that. Hey, I do this for a living. Wait up, you do this for a living too.
He doesn't like this one.
I don't know how to use this.
We went to a bar after the last pod and I had to open the wine at the bar.
That was a fucked up corkscrew though.
It wasn't the best corkscrew.
Now what you want, audience, is a two-step.
I was last week.
Have a little grip there, and then you keep pulling it further and a little bit more grip.
But this is the classic. This is a bad cork.
This is that's a tough cork.
This is a shit cork.
It's been in a basement for
this one's the classic arms and
I don't know if it's a Portuguese cork. That might be your problem.
It says Italy right on it.
Oh, there's your problem.
That's your problem right there.
It's not a strong cork.
No. Welcome to the Portugal Corner, the podcast where we talk about all things Portuguese soccer, the good, the bad, and the funny. This is episode 127. My name is Evan.
Patrick.
Justin.
Chris, let's get ready for some soccer.
That's his catchphrase.
Let's do it. Let's
Late
do
night
it.
Pod. Yes. And Evan, you're not having a glass of wine.
No.
Why is that?
I'm not.
You're happy with, what are you drinking over there, was it?
Hot chicken brawl.
Ooh, this guy's partying.
I get a doctor up in my butt.
You're going to get your shit pushed in, man.
With a camera. Yeah.
I got to go to the butt doctor.
Can I get a live feed of this while it's being done? Like, is there a website? I can
go. That's for the Patreon.
Patreon.
Upload that to the Patreon.
We'll get a VAR review of it.
Yeah. Are you allowed to do an Instagram story, Instagram live while you get cool and ask? Is there any law against that?
Well, you're going to be like super under it. You get anesthetized.
I know what happens. I'm just wondering.
Were you going to shake your ass?
Yeah. You're like, I'm going live. I'm going to get my ass checked out.
And then you fall asleep instantly. Yeah. Yeah. No, I don't know. Probably not.
And the doctor's just laughing. Look at this guy.
This guy's crazy.
Why did this guy wear a Porto jersey doing an endoscopy?
So you get shit all over
no,
it.
No,
he did not
never.
Clean properly. Shit everywhere.
But yeah, it's nice to do a nice late night pod again. It's been a minute.
Yeah.
Chris is going to get sloppy.
Yeah, I don't got to drive after this. That's beautiful.
Fuck yeah. All right. Let's get into it. Did you guys hear about this today? Mr. Fabrizio Romano. He's at Benfica signing the new Argentinian wonder kid, Gianluca Prestiani.
Prestiani. Okay. Where did this guy got lost? He's supposed to be in Italy.
Gianluca.
He's underage. He's only 17.
Is probably he's probably a descendant of those Italian people that went to South America after the war.
Definitely, yes. Yeah.
That's probably what it is.
The fascists.
The Mussolini.
Yes, the Mussolini. He's a fascist. Okay.
Or you see those guys in Argentina with just straight up German names.
You're
like, whoa, I know who your ancestors are.
Yeah. Handsome kid. Looks good.
Yeah. He's going to turn 18 in January and then he's going to come to Benfica.
That's going to be great. Great for us. No idea what position he plays. Hopefully right back or left back because that's what we need.
I think he's a winger or something.
Okay, great.
Not sure.
We need more of that.
He's from Velez Sarsfield. I don't know how I feel about that place.
I don't know how many times it'd be like, check out this like 16-year-old right back prodigy.
Yeah.
That normally doesn't happen.
Not much
right?
hype for those guys. Yeah. You get them later on.
Yeah.
Has already had your Freddie Adu.
Yeah.
Legend.
Yeah. But I don't know.
We have our new Freddie Adu now.
Yep.
It's a shoulder up. Because apparently he killed it at the Conference League.
Yeah.
And we've loaned him out. So when he comes back, he'll be our 16-year-old prodigy again. And, you know, when he comes back, if he comes back. So some of the nice things to look forward to.
He looks good. I mean, killing the Conference League, that's good.
Yeah.
It's a start.
Just hope he comes home. Like the prodigal son.
Yes.
Yes.
Man, do you think this is part of like the Enzo pipeline that was created, or are these Argentinians are like, yeah, I want to go to Benfica, because then you go there, and then in 4 months you can make $10 million.
Wow. Yeah, but hopefully not that quickly. But it happened with Di Maria. We've been doing that for a while.
Di Maria stayed for 3 years though.
Yeah,
but you know,
you're saying this guy's in a rush to leave.
Yeah, maybe. We don't know what he's like. We don't know how quickly he's going to start. We don't know if he's going to win the World Cup.
What are his intentions
Argentina?
With your team?
His intentions
are... Yeah, maybe he'll go and win the World Cup in the Saudi one in the winter.
Yeah, he... I don't know. He comes from a long line of Argentinians in Portugal, right? Porto has a long, great history with Argentinians as well, so...
Got some goodies. Thought that was interesting. Saw that today. Get into the Champions League.
The Champions!
Porto score first against Barca, but it was not enough as they get double teamed by the Joao's. They both score. Cancelo also assists Felix. Pepe scores for the Dragons. João Mario had a terrible game in right back. He got replaced by Jordi Sanchez.
João.
João's. Yeah.
What is that, Chris?
It's Owen Wilson. João.
Saying João.
Saying João.
Yeah. He's surprised, but yeah. He's saying the name.
Bro, both of them just went off. They were fucking way too excited to score on Porto.
They celebrated hard, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, both of them slapping the badge, the Barcelona crest, which I take as more just anti-Porto, you know? That's more, but
I feel like they're loving this Barca team.
Yeah.
They're super happy. They're like, this is where I've always wanted to be. They've had a few years where they couldn't find the right team.
It's
João Cancelo and... João Felix has had a hard time on Atletico for a bit.
They're both lost. They found their footing, and now they're finally killing it side by side.
Yeah. I think one of our first episodes, we were talking about just, like, players and, like, the right fit. I think it's even called, like, guys need to find the right fit. And, like, is there a better team for João Felix than Barcelona? Just creative, wearing the 14 like Cruyff. João Cancelo doesn't really play defense. Perfect.
Yeah, no, they were good. And then let's even get into the weekend. João Felix scores on Atletico.
Yeah.
Makes them eat their words. And, man, during that game, Simeone was, like, calling him out for diving, too. And it's like, your team owns him. You're still technically his coach. Like,
no.
I know it's the relationship is severed, but it also just looks so bad.
Yeah, there's just too much animosity there. I saw a clip of I think it was, like, one of the guys is, like, Jimenez wanted to fight João Felix after the game.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, so he did, even before the game, like, Griezmann called him out for being unprofessional when he was there, and I was like, you're unprofessional, you fucking bitch.
Mr. plays 60 minutes all the time, bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, João Felix, he wasn't treated very well when he was there, I don't think. And
no.
He feels hard done by.
Yeah, he was professional up until this preseason. Then he forced his way out. He's like, I'm not doing this for another year, right?
Yeah.
So that's when he started, like... I don't know the history, but that's what I think.
And stripped of the number 7 by that man Griezmann.
Oh, yeah.
Oof. Oh, this can't go home. But yeah.
I think he scored and he celebrated on them. He jumped on the advertising boards and he put his arms out.
Yeah.
I think he does not plan on going back to Atletico.
No. Oh, absolutely not. And we don't even know. I love to see the outside, like, the bigger thing of Camp Nou. Like, was that where the Atleti fans were? We don't know.
So they're playing in the Olympic Stadium right now because they're renovating the Camp Nou.
Or redoing
it.
Right.
So, yeah, they're playing in the Olympic Stadium. So it's got, like, the track and stuff, and it's kind of bigger.
Yeah.
So but would you say it's kind of neutral ground, or that was the Barca ground?
No, it's still, like, in Barcelona.
It's their home still.
But so I was wondering, like, if where he ran up to is where Atleti was. I don't know.
I'm not sure either.
I don't know.
Hopefully. Either way, look fucking cool.
Yeah.
Well, back to Champions League. Benfica played Inter. 3-3 game. They thought they would get their first win of this campaign after a João Mario hat-trick, but is neutralized in the second half by those Italians. It's shambles. What happened? Tony Silva got a red card.
Just like a really, really amazing start. I mean, what a start by Benfica.
I was watching the game in the office, and we're like, Benfica scored. They scored again. Who was it? João Mario. Get the fuck out of here.
I couldn't believe it either. Yeah, I missed the first half. I missed the good part.
The funny thing is they look like carbon copies of, like, the same goal.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the same goal three
They're
times.
They're not pretty.
Yeah.
But it's all Tengstedt that got the goal.
Yeah, I was ready to tweet out on our account. Is this like a coming out party for Tankstad?
I'm coming out. I want the whip to
Turns out, no, second half did not play well. So he has his moments, but that it looked like a good, really good start for them. And then you think, okay, now we just got to hold it, which was always going to be tough against Inter. Inter did not start their biggest boys. Then they put on, once I think they got the first goal, they put on a couple big boys, try and get that second and third.
Dude, I don't even know a lot of the players on this team. Where do they come from?
I don't know why they changed so much in the second half, but that first goal should come a lot later. Then they feel like they can't do it, you know? When it comes at the first goal, and the comeback comes at 57, you're like,
comeback's on.
Comeback's on.
No, but I think even going into the first half, it was 2-1.
No, it was 3-0.
Oh.
Yeah. So
3-0 halftime, yeah.
Yeah, has 3-0 halftime. And you think that, like I said, I think I tweeted out but that the reffing was terrible, and someone was like, you know, I think a Portista was like, that's embarrassing. And I was like, you know what? It is embarrassing because at 3-0, you got to win that game. Mm-hmm. That is a game you have to win 100% of the time.
On Bet365, you're already getting paid out for the win.
Right.
Well, the lead up to the penalty, I thought it was a foul on Neves.
Everyone did.
Yeah. And he didn't call. He let that go.
The refereeing was a little sus. We are going to complain about it. If you thought we weren't going to complain about refs today, guess what? We are.
That was sus, yeah, but the capitulation's on us.
Yeah, but that changes everything. That's the 3-2. That's the 3-3. You get a free kick there. Di Maria puts it in the net. Now it's 4-2.
Exactly.
Come back off.
I really wanted that free kick, yeah.
Right? So, I don't know. I thought that was weak on the refereeing part. There was also a bunch of, like, corners. And, I mean, it's when you say it out loud, after a week later, it sounds really dumb and
it
bad.
It should have been a corner.
But there's, like, a couple plays that should have been a corners. There are a couple plays that should have been throw-ins the other way. So, you know.
Hey, I remember complaining about this stuff in earlier episodes. And you know what? It sounds trivial, but it can make a hell of a difference.
A corner can change the game.
It can change the season.
It's a little details, little touches, little details. And then in a moment of madness, I think Antonio Silva flies into a challenge. Really stupid stuff. I mean.
Yeah, it's desperation. It's really wanting the ball.
This was at the 3-3 point, right?
So, yeah, I think so.
Because
so he's not perfect.
Well, they've already like given up the game. So now you're getting frustrated. But the last thing you want to do is get a red card because now you're down to 10. And he's out for the next game.
Against Salzburg.
Which me and Patrick are debating.
Does it matter?
Whether we want it or not. They have to beat Salzburg by 2. So
no, it's more doable. Than that.
No, yeah. I think it's 2.
It's 2. So the -4... The -4 goes down. If we win by 2, theirs goes down by 2. Ours goes up by 2, right?
Yeah.
I thought the same thing, actually, at first. So then Schmidt wants Europa League.
Well, yeah, I mean.
It's money, man.
It's money. It's money. Everyone it's something more to play for.
The fans want more European soccer.
Something to prove.
Do you know what could happen? A Liverpool-Benfica.
Yeah, that'd be great.
That could happen.
Ooh. Reds on reds.
I'd love that because then they'll just keep playing those old Simon clips again. But
bloods on bloods.
Oh, yeah, but we faced them even more recently.
Yeah, because we were talking about Simon. And we almost beat them. Year.
It was good, yeah. Darwin scored like 5 times, but like 4 of them were offside.
And that's how he got his transfer move. They're like, this guy's amazing.
Guy just shoots and shoots and shoots.
Yeah, so pretty bad Champions League run for us. Why don't you talk about Porto's performance more? Did they blow anyone away? Were they so amazing?
No, not really. I don't know. Like I said, João Mario had a stinker of a game. He came off. But, like, I think we got to get this new Mexican guy, Jordi Sanchez, going. He looks really good. But, yeah, Pep scored again. Well, not again. Pepe. It's one of those things where, like, it's Barca. It's not a game you're expecting to win. It would be nice. It was a little bit more fair than the first time we played them. The reffing wasn't as atrocious, but...
Yeah, you know what? That's what we say, too. You know, it's against Inter. We weren't expecting to win anyways.
Yeah, but you
bullshit.
Guys are...
Inter's so beatable, though,
We were expecting to win. You know why? Because Benfica walks in every game expecting to win. Just want to make that clear.
But yeah, Porto sitting in second place, 3 points behind Barca. tied with Shakhtar, and we got to just play Shakhtar and get that win.
Oh, easy. Not bad at all.
Yeah, we slapped them in the first round, but they've actually come back in Champions League. I think they beat Barca in one of the games. So, I mean, I don't think it's going to be easy, but I think it's definitely doable. And worst case scenario, we end up in Europa League.
Yeah, we clinched Europa League at least already.
Yeah, that's clinched. So that's nice. In Turkey, another 3-3 game happens. United, they go to hell. They get welcomed. They said, welcome to hell in the stadium. Great goals by Garnacho and McTominay, and then Bruno stonks one in.
Mm.
Nasty stonk. It's a week of stonks, guys.
Crazy. This guy hits the ball well.
Yeah, man.
That was beautiful.
But yeah, all those goals, not enough. Ziyech, two goals from free kicks, both kind of shitty. Onana just fucks it up. And then Akhtarkoglu, he bashes one in too to tie the game 3-3.
Some say Onana is kind of at fault for this third goal too, because he got beat short side.
Yeah.
Kind of curled it around him on that end.
The Frangu King. I think he's the Varela of the Premier League.
Ooh.
They could just put Varela in there. I think Varela's the Frangu King, yeah.
I've seen people ask, you know, where would they be with, what about Diogo Costa? That's the guy they should have got.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, what about Diogo Costa? I wish Porto didn't have Diogo Costa this season. They'd be in probably fourth or fifth place right now. That would have been a good move on both teams' ends for me.
It would be interesting, yeah.
I would like to see Samuel Portugal on Porto.
Samuel Portugal, guy's a ringer. He's waiting. He's waiting in the wings. Sergio Oliveira makes an appearance in this game. That was beautiful to see. He came on. He made some nice passes. I liked seeing him.
Cool.
Never watched the Turkish league, so I don't know what he's doing anymore.
I wonder how his life's going in Turkey.
Oh. He's like the last guy that needed to go there.
Yeah.
Beautiful head of hair.
Right.
I will say, though, he must not be as good, because I think he was on the field for that second free kick, and Ziyech is free kick man, but Sergio Oliveira doesn't get to take the free kicks anymore.
Well, Ziyech already put two in.
I mean, he's just... Sergio Oliveira was...
specialist.
You love him.
I really love
his hair.
He scored one of the most memorable free kicks in recent Champions League years. You know?
Yeah.
That Porto one under the wall.
I just like this old deal. Like, you know.
He's got a cool vibe for sure.
United have to play Bayern next week, or in 2 weeks, whenever that is. And they have to hope Galatasaray lose. So it's not looking good for them.
Yeah, with that result, they
might not even make Europa.
I think they have to go into Munich and win.
Yeah.
Damn.
Looking bad. Braga stand up to the Union with a 1-1 draw. Diallo on the board for the Quarrymen. Puts them 2 points ahead of last and hopefully into Europe again and not out. Surprising, man. Group with Madrid, Napoli, and Union Berlin, and Braga's going to make it out.
They've done well in this tough group, yeah.
Just got to go not make a fool of themselves against Napoli.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see. Let's see how deep this bench is, you know? Like, hopefully they don't push it here, push in the Portuguese League, blow everything. That could happen as well.
Mm-hmm.
Probably likely to happen.
Yeah, we'll see. But they've been scoring a lot.
But I think that's why they picked up that depth of, like, Ronnie Lopes and Pizzi and stuff, of just some guys you can rely on, if not in the Champions League, but if you don't want to use them there, put them in the Portuguese League. They'll probably still play well. Yeah.
A veteran presence.
Yeah.
João Moutinho also.
Yes, and João Moutinho. And they still managed that 1-1, even though they got a red card from Niakate, like, right in the beginning.
Yeah, crazy.
Real early
so
on.
Really put them behind the eight ball there. Or, is that an expression?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't want to be behind the eight ball?
No, I think you do want to be behind the eight ball.
Yeah, okay, so maybe put you behind...
is it off the wagon or on the wagon?
Yeah, put you behind something else.
Good for them. Sporting in the Europa League, they tie Atalanta 1-1 despite great chances from Pote and Marcus Edwards managing to hit both posts in a single shot, but it does not go in. Big test for them against Atalanta, but I think they're looking good. I think they're through to the next round. Will be good. And then Mourinho's Roma 1-1 draw to Servette ensures they go through as well. Potential finish for first. Hopefully avoid a UCL third place playoff player.
Mourinho had kind of a crazy week. So after this game, this is in Mourinho corner. After this game, he calls out his team and he says there's certain players, they play this Conference League like, or this Europa League like, they don't give a shit or something. So just calling shots fired at his own team. Forget one guy he named in particular.
He named names in this game.
So he comes off that result. Then he wins the 2-1 in over the weekend. And he does, like, apparently he does the whole interview in Portuguese, the post-match in Portuguese.
I saw that.
And then he's critical of some things, and now they're looking to fine him or something.
Because he spoke in Portuguese?
Which I shouldn't think so, but I like that. I think it's a boss move.
Yeah.
They're like, we know you know Italian.
Yeah, we're like, he's like, I don't give a fuck.
I don't feel like saying it today. but yeah, crazy week in Europe. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Just a reminder, follow us on Instagram and Twitter. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. We're back on YouTube. If that's how you get your kicks, listen to your pods. Listen to us there. Take some time to leave a rating and review. Nice heartfelt message. It would be nice. You know?
Wow. Whoa. Are you okay, man?
You're very demanding.
No, I haven't eaten in 2 days. I'm losing it.
Fill this man up with something.
Shit. Send a message directly to Evan.
He's having a tough time.
It would be nice.
And then join us on Patreon for some more exclusive content. Couple extra laughs in your week if you like that. Sponsor the show. Different tiers if you'd like. Be Mr. Juan Wonder. And then, yeah. And we're on Pama. Pama Talk is out now. As of December.
All right. If you're listening on Palma, what's going on?
All podcasts all the time.
Send a message.
Hey-o.
Tell Evan you love him.
So, yeah, check them out. And I think they just signed, not signed, no one's making contracts, but the Cella Sound Pod is going to be on there now.
Oh, hey. Nice.
Danny Pinto, so shout out Danny.
So wait, we're colleagues with Danny Pinto?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
Palma Talkers.
Yeah. We're on the same level as Danny Pinto.
Yeah.
That blows my mind.
Hey, Palma, fly me out.
Fly us out to Cali.
We do a live podcast. Yeah.
That'd be great.
What do you mean, just like live in their studio? Not like,
I mean, I don't know what's going on down there.
Can be on the beach.
Oh, live. Yeah, coming to you live.
Coming to you live.
All right. Into the Portuguese league. Guimarães continues their great run of form with a win over Farense. Late winner coming from Jota Silva. After the Algarvians receive a red card in the 63rd to give the Conquistadors half an hour to come back.
This was sad.
Yeah.
Ferenc was celebrating 100 years of this stadium.
Oh, man.
São Luís. And they couldn't do it.
That's too bad.
They couldn't win it for the stadium.
Damn.
Portuguese
They couldn't win it for the building?
No.
Damn.
I mean, the fact that the game was there, they are already winning.
You're already winning?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aren't a lot of games played there, or is there another big stadium in the Algarve?
There's a... Stadio de Algarve. It's not too far from there.
That's where the Saudi teams play when they come.
Right.
Yeah.
And like the national team plays there too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Some like it hot.
Some TASA games are there as well. Mm-hmm.
But France has this nice stadium downtown. They can't really fill this stadium, so you wouldn't want to play over there.
Yeah, it's a starting point. They're back in the first div. They got to build it up.
Yeah.
Make the people believe again. Survive at least another season.
Mm-hmm. You got to win some games, stay up for a few years, and people start paying attention and going to the games.
Get some big stars. Bring back Ryan Gold.
Yeah, that would be nice. He should finish his career there, yeah.
He's going to come back to France?
Yeah, he loved it, man, when he was there.
Dude, the Brits love the Algarve.
That's true.
Get some rowdy British guys in the stadium.
Mm-hmm. Barely a cell.
Doing chants and stuff.
Yeah. So the game sort of changed with this red card. It looked like Jota kind of dove. And then...
A little bit.
And then he gets a chance right at the end. He was kind of a bit of a man of the match kind of performance.
Dude, he was all over the place.
Definitely. Well, he's like a shifty winger. He's running in there. You get a little touch on him, he goes down. And he gets that penalty.
Yeah.
That Portuguese Grealish, baby.
Then, yeah, he has a chance in the box. Just hammers it. Absolutely blasts in the top corner. Unstoppable. Good player. Yeah. Good Portuguese league player.
Fuck yeah. Think he'll end up anywhere else, or do you think his time is dwindling? He's a Guimarães lifer.
Nah, he can go to like Braga or Sporting or something.
Braga? Braga's got a lot of wingers, but yeah, it would be cool. Yeah.
I can see him going to Sporting, and that's where Marcus Edwards came from, Guimarães.
Yeah.
Maybe Marcus Edwards will leave Sporting, and then they'll get Portuguese Grealish.
Yeah.
Just the stepping stones.
How old is this Portuguese Grealish?
Fairly young.
I think so. I'm going to guess in the 25-ish range.
Pretty safe bet.
Yep. Right in the middle of the 20s. Yeah. We got our man Pat looking this up. What do we got there on the old interweb?
Calculating. Calculating.
24.
Ah, close. But yeah, still a lot of good years left in him. Porto spanked Famalicão 3-0 with strikers finally hitting the mark. Taremi and Evan Nielsen score in this game. It is clinched at the end by Chico with a great run from half to score the final goal of the game. New left back we got to show off. Mr. João Mendes, called up from Porto B. He's a husky boy. I like this guy.
Husky.
He got a nice shot off. He's looking sturdy. I like this.
He did look big.
He's thick?
He's thick as hell. We need an enforcer back there. Zaidu, very skinny. Very fast, but very skinny.
Mm-hmm. But is João Mendes quick? Or he's like slow?
He's big, Patrick.
He's thick. He's big. Just he's here. Burly.
So he's not quick.
You don't get to where you are being slow these days, Patrick. Yeah. There's standards.
I have some speed. He's got a nice shaved head, mustache. I like his look. I like his vibe.
He's like a linebacker.
Yeah.
Damn.
Before we were relying on Wendell. What the hell is a Wendell?
Yeah.
I don't want to see that guy anymore.
Yeah. Wendell. Classic Wendell moment when he's got all the chalk dust all over his face. the field chalk.
He's a doofus.
He's a bit of a dunce. So you guys are stacked at this left back, right back position, eh?
No, we're not. We're in trouble.
Looks like you have João Mendes.
João Mario. He sucks. We got like, Jordi Sanchez.
Sanchez.
We got one guy for each position. And João Mendes, this was his first day. Who knows what's going to happen to him?
Well,
this is his first day on the job. He doesn't know what he's doing.
I liked him, but who knows what's going to happen?
Well, count your blessings, okay? You could have a guy like Arsenis playing 10 positions.
True, hey, he's the least of our worries.
Yep. At least we got strikers. Our strikers are scoring. This is amazing. Evan Nielsen's tearing it up this season. And Taremi even managed to score against the fifth richest team in Portugal. It was a good day.
He says, don't put me down just yet. I still got a couple more kicks in me.
Gotta raise that price, sell this boy to Saudi in January, hopefully.
It's gotta be the move. I mean, why wouldn't he leave this year for Saudi? I mean, it's like, dude.
Do you get it offered?
Do Iranians not like Saudi
people? I don't think so.
There might be a battle going on there.
Yeah, you can go to the UAE League.
Yeah.
I plead the fifth.
Or Qatar. But yeah, at least he's scoring. And then Chico picked one up too. He's getting his late goals finally. They count. And other than that, controversial moment with Eustáquio getting a little bit of elbow on the ball in the box when the game was still 1-0. Yeah, a lot of Benfiquistas online freaking out about a penalty call there and how Porto gets everything their way.
Well, his arm is tucked. I don't know.
Nah, he kind of swats it.
The game was 1-0 at the time. Then it goes to 1-1. You know, that's a different game, especially with Famalicão. They're not a bad team. Then it goes to 2-0 after that. So, you know, I mean, that's a game-changing call when it's 1-0 and you don't give it. Would they have given it if it was 2-0? Maybe. Would they have given it if it was 3-0 like it was at the end of the game? Porto, maybe. But yeah. I don't know. Who knows? They 1-0. They didn't want to give that.
No. And I'm happy because I got Diogo Costa on the fantasy and he got some nice shutout points there.
I'm not too worried about other teams. I got to worry about my own team.
Good way to think about it. I like that. Braga batter the Beach Boys 3-1 with goals from Ricardo Horta, Banza, and Victor Gomez. Estoril scored first through Rafik Guitan. Little Frenchman over there. They'll put in lots of goals, man. Captain Ricardo Horta.
They're clicking.
That they are.
Bonza missed a chance early in the game, kind of just bonked off his balls. They kind of rolled that way.
It's not a great cross, yeah.
Pizzi played a great game, apparently.
I think he won the man of the match.
One man of the match. Porto, always good dangerous. Cross. Victor Gomes is kind of a beefy guy, too.
Yeah.
You know, kind of a little stocky.
Stocky. Benfica are stonewalled by Moreirense, of all teams. The newly promoted side locked down the Eagles. João Neves and Fiorentino swapped at halftime for Kökçü and Chiquinho. What happened? His midfield's not working. We talked about this last week.
This is crazy, man.
What are you going to do about it?
Don't get me started.
What are you going to do about it?
Freaking Moritz is good, man. What are they, in like sixth? They gave us a run for our money. The first 15 minutes, it was like all them. They were making these like crazy attacks, and like I was like, holy shit, this isn't going to be good. Just bad start. Like, we don't start good the first half. We don't score in the first half. I don't like that. We don't score at all in this game.
I know. I was flicking through the channels. I was like, oh, 50th minute. Benfica haven't scored yet. Patrick is not going to be happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Morians
they freaking
are,
shut us down.
They are sitting in sixth.
Yeah.
Where's the urgency?
I know. Well, there's lots of urgency in Morians. They're all over us. Once we get the ball, they're playing great defense. I mean, I got to hand it to them. They're hard to penetrate. We can't penetrate them.
Gotta penetrate more than ants.
Well, this is what I thought. You know, I thought Di Maria would really help us at. But I don't know. He hasn't been his best lately. Kind of a dip in form.
He fluffed a few chances. What's up with Tengstead? He can't score either? You guys gave up on Musa altogether?
I prefer Musa. I mean, but Tengstead had a great game against Inter first half at least. Yeah. Created those three goals.
Keep him going, but then they just shut him down.
Yeah. Shut him down. Rafa had a bad game. Freaking, we needed a goal. He put on João Victor. I don't know why the fuck he put on João Victor. This guy's like a lanky-ass center back, and he's playing like a right wing or something, and we're giving him the ball. He can't do shit with it. That's a perfect place to put Thiago Gouveia. And he didn't put Thiago Gouveia. He didn't put Musa either. He put on Cabral. Cabral can't do shit. He doesn't even win the ball. Like, when you expect a big guy like that, you want kick it up to him and he'll win the ball down.
Go fight people off.
Fight guys off, pass it off to someone else. He doesn't win the ball at all. He's not doing anything.
Nada. Fucking guy.
Bloody useless. Hell. I would prefer Musa. I don't know.
Musa was good. I don't know why he's not getting any time.
Yeah. Half time they put Chiquinho, invisible, he didn't do anything. Kökçü, he did all right. He played some good balls forward.
He hit some tasty licks. Around.
Yeah. And yet he hit a nice shot on net.
Yeah, I don't know why he doesn't play Neves and Kökçü together, which I feel like could work. Or at
yeah,
least
oh,
like,
Florentino started and he missed a fucking good chance right in front of the net.
Yeah, yeah. He's waiting for a derby.
The man's allergic to scoring. I mean, yeah, it wasn't a good game for him either.
Scoring, shooting, passing, but... Yeah. Hey,
he's out there. Player.
He wins the ball. He wins the ball a lot.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Freaking Ratu, left back. It's not good. Tim, like, he's slow. He's, like, running up. He's, like, thinks he's Grimaldo. He's running up there, like, playing a left wing back. He can't do shit. And then João Mario's on that side, too. Both slow. They just stop the ball. Like, there's two guys on you. Why would you stop?
Yeah. That side is totally fucked. If you start João Mario, I don't know when we get Gedge back, but I want to see Gedge on there on that side. But like,
I think he doesn't want to start Gedge because like Gedge can't play a full 90. I don't know if he can play 60.
Damn.
I think Gedge is good for like 20 minutes at the end with
what
a super sub.
Because his knee's fucked?
I think his knee's fucked or something. Shit. Didn't you tell me like he has like no cartilage or something and he's playing with pain for like the rest of his career?
Someone said that.
Bro, you got to eat more chicken feet. Gives you extra cartilage.
That's awful.
Chicken broth?
No, chicken feet.
Okay.
That was collagen.
Collagen. Yeah, collagen's good for cartilage.
Oh, yeah.
Is it?
It all works together.
So if you eat cartilage, if you eat liver, it strengthens your liver. If you eat cartilage, it'll strengthen your cartilage?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or maybe you just have collagen in your knees and it's good for that. But anyways, chicken feet, super tasty. You ever have it in your soup?
This guy's addicted to soup right now.
All he can think about is soup.
We got to get him off the
Evan
soup,
Evan just
dude.
Has enough space in that little thermos to squeeze chicken bones and chicken feet in it.
You got
to
eat, man.
His mind is mush. His mind is broth.
Yeah.
Evan will eat anything right now.
Anyways, we had no Riz out there.
No
it
Riz.
It sucked.
Yeah, that whole side is broken, but I think it comes down to what we said. The positions that they didn't replace. It's the right back and the left back. They're all fucked. We had Ba's been hurt, and then at the other point, it's the striker. It's just like no point man, no one to like lead the charge, no one to like finish chances.
I think Benfica fans are very quick to point the finger at the coach. They go right to the coach.
Yes.
This guy sucks. This guy's doing everything wrong.
Yeah.
And this game, I think they're right.
Oh.
I think Schmidt, these choices he made, some of them. Just,
bad ideas.
What are you doing? I feel like different players could have done something. I don't know. But it was a shit show.
He's working with bad options, but yeah, it could definitely made better decisions. But
yeah. Hey,
got to refresh in January. That's all it is.
Yeah, we definitely need some players in January, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be tough because we're not getting Champions League money, clearly. So we'll get Europa League money. I don't know. But
maybe.
I think Benfica...
Don't you guys have money?
We might have some in the bank. I don't know.
I feel like you guys have money.
I don't know.
We just asked... That's why we asked PSG to pay up.
Shouldn't I think you guys maybe we got like scammed or something, like a blackmail. Or I don't know.
I think we should at least have... $200 million.
Yeah, but we got to pay for the sound system on the stadiums, DJ every week.
I think Rui Costa got, like, blackmailed. He sent, like, a dick pic with his face to someone.
Oh, no.
And, yeah, he's just paying them.
Get Vieira back in that stadium. Turn him upside down and see what comes out of his pockets.
Yeah, we should next time he comes in.
Yep.
Which should not be allowed. Ridiculous.
It's just pocket lint coming out of that guy.
Last place, Arouca decimate Boavista with 3 early goals and then proceed to get a red card before the half is over. They would score another in the second, making it 4-0. Boavista capitulated. Done.
Wow.
They're separated by 6 points. Boavista is in 9th and Arouca dead last 18th. But
Jesus,
man.
Christ, Boavista, you're losing to one of the worst teams in the league this year.
Formerly first place Boavista?
Formerly first place Boavista. Shit the bed.
Okay, so, you know...
They were playing better at the beginning of the season when they had all that controversy.
Yeah. They made a little bit of money. They could pay everyone, and now no one wants to work.
You ask my uncle, Portuguese uncle, that's what he thinks. Give everyone money for free, they're not going to work hard.
It's true. So,
that's what he said to you?
That's the Portuguese mindset. Oh.
Our uncle?
One of them.
I have another friend. He just bought a house in Porto. And he's like, man, your people are so fucking slow and unorganized.
Mm. He said, your people?
Yeah.
This guy's racist.
Nah, well, he's going to go live there. He's going to live among them. But, yeah.
He's
going to
treat
like,
them like dirt.
I don't know what he's going
to
do over there.
All the hardworking ones left. They went to Canada and America and stuff. They were hardworking. They want better. The ones that stay in Portugal, they're like, they're chilling, man. We're on Easy Street. We already live in paradise.
It's a more hardworking lifestyle over here. Over there, you can chill.
Yeah,
have a siesta.
Yeah, as it should be.
It's a crazy mindset. You got to work yourself to death over here.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
just to make ends meet. And chicken feet, if you will. Now continue.
Speaking chicken feet meat.
Speaking of chicken feet, Sporting versus Gil Vicente ends 3-1. Gyökeres nets 4 times, but only gets 2 on the board. Nuno Santos bangs one in from the top of the box, and it's a wicked deflection. Marcus Edwards, woo.
What does that have to do with chicken feet?
Gil Vicente.
Oh.
Barcelos. The Gallows.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I didn't get it. I thought it was just like a funny thing.
It sounded funny. I'm
thinking of roosters.
Gotcha.
So funny, I forgot to laugh.
Nuno Santos, we have a theory about him. He had the dyed hair. Now he went full shave.
Nuno Santos hair tracker.
Shave the dyed.
Right before, because we said what you do is, this is what you guys said to me. What you would do is,
go ahead.
Continue, shave the head. And then so it grows back and people are like, it grows back full. So it's like, that's when you get the hair transplant. And you're like, oh, it was full all along. It must have been. I must have been deceived when you were losing your hair.
Or you tell people, I'd shave my head, and then it all came back.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So when you do the procedure, you have to shave your head completely, right?
Yeah, you do.
Okay, so then you do. So
maybe he's preparing for something.
Christmas break is coming up. He's gonna hit up a little trip to Turkey. Maybe a trip to Toronto, because...
We do it here?
Yeah, Bradley Cooper, my hairstylist said Bradley Cooper did his here, and as well, Conte said he did his in Toronto.
Okay.
So, might come here. If you see Nuno Santos in Yorkville, that's what he's doing.
I feel like it takes a while to heal you. You got those, like, plugs in your hair. It looks weird. I see people flying back from Istanbul, and they got the weird hair thing.
Yeah.
He just wears a hat for a bit. I don't know.
Does he have that much time over the Christmas break?
Could be enough. I think it could be enough time over the Christmas
break.
But
then can you like get back? I don't think you can get right back into soccer if you're like playing and sweating and heading balls.
They say no headers for a while.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
No, you just made that up.
That makes total sense. it can reverse the procedure. You had the ball
exactly.
Too hard. He's going to have a big, what's the official ball of Portugal?
Puma.
He's going to have a big puma mark in his head.
But bald heads are better for headers. So the doctor tells you, your header game is going to decrease significantly if I give you this hair.
It's true. And he's going to say, I don't care.
Yeah. Well, he's not a header guy.
Make me beautiful.
So, hey, bald is beautiful.
Yep.
No one says not.
That's true.
Says the man with the most luscious hair at this table.
Hey, could be gone just like that.
Yeah, exactly. You don't ever know. But, Sporting looks like front runner. Sporting is the team to beat. You know why? Because they got the Gyökeres.
Yep.
They got the striker, the most important player on the pitch. And he scores the goals, leads the team, almost had a hat trick if it wasn't for a weird VAR.
23 centimeters.
Yeah, that's enough.
He was off, yeah.
Yeah.
He was off. But yeah, great.
Dude, they're looking good. Even their midfield. Heumeland.
I love that guy. He's really good, yeah.
That guy, he's aggressive as hell. Morita, they both played the full game. They normally get subbed.
It doesn't even matter that Pedro Gonçalves isn't having his best year because Edwards looks like a man on a mission. A mission to get out of Sporting. He's like, last year, he's like, I thought last year would be my last year. I can go to freaking City or something. That didn't happen. So
get out of Sporting. He can't even drive out of Sporting.
Oh, guy flipped his car this week.
Yeah, no, I don't want to joke about that. It's pretty serious.
Yeah, he walked out and he was fine.
Yeah, he's fine. The other guy was fine too.
Oh, good.
That's good. I didn't think about the other guy.
He's not famous. So
yeah, he's a professional soccer player.
But yeah, Sporting lead the league, 31 points. Benfica behind them with 29, and then Porto behind them with 28. It's close. It's close.
Jules got the first goal. I was like, let's go.
Let's go.
Still first, baby. No. Gyökeres, you give that guy the ball in the box, boom, back of the net.
He's fucking hungry. He's lethal.
Braga's in there too, so it's a good four-team race this year.
Still four-team race, yeah.
It's only 12 games in, but you know what?
And Guimarães and
coming up to Christmas, so.
Morirens aren't that far behind either.
Oh, yeah.
They're making way up.
Don't count them out.
Morirens is 10 points off the lead.
Never count out Morirens. All right, let's get into England. Arsenal scored two early goals against the Wolves and ride that to the end. Cunha would pick up a goal later in the second, and it would finish 2-1. Jose Sa replaced in the 23rd minute, likely injured. I don't see why you would sub your goalie.
I think he was fine. He just got two nasty goals scored on him. He said, I'm out.
I'm out. I don't want to do this anymore.
I don't want to do this anymore.
Tati Gomes, he dyed his hair. I noticed that.
Did he? Was it blonde?
Yeah, he went blonde.
Nice. Semedo played. He looked pretty good. He was running down the wing.
He's looking better, man.
Made some runs.
Semedo choked right at the end. The Wolves were on an attack with the last. I mean, it's still kind of a long shot, but it was like the last 10 seconds of the game. And there was a guy open on the wing. He went to go cross to him, and he just hit it like 10 yards too far right over the guy's head.
Yeah,
like,
I saw that.
Like, destroyed the last chance of attacking.
I know. I remember seeing that and being like, what are you doing, man? This was your moment.
Yeah.
You're the main Portuguese guy on Wolves now.
Yeah
man. But Cunha looking good, dancing in the box. As was, who was it, Saka?
Oh, Saka's amazing.
Saka. What do you call him, Chris?
He's a generational player.
Generational talent.
Yep, we'll be talking about him 10 years from now. I promise you all that.
10 years? Of course. He'll still be playing in 10 years from now.
I think that's why we'll be talking about him.
All right. Well, they're shitty players.
Well, of course, he'll still be playing, but you're saying he'll be playing very well. We'll
exactly.
be talking about
okay.
him. You still know 10 years.
You know what I'm saying.
All right.
He'll still be relevant. He'll still be in the big leagues. He won't be
in Turkey.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Or another beautiful country.
Best English player.
He won't be at the Dele Alli.
Yes.
Well, Turkey's hell, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what Galatasaray says.
That's what they call themselves.
That's what Galatasaray
those aren't our words. They
Galatasaray
said that.
Say that.
They said that.
Hell. And everyone's hairy.
Not always on their head, though.
Yep. You know, didn't have a good time there, Manchester United. They didn't really come back from hell. They look like shit. And they lost to Newcastle. Anthony Gordon scores the only goal. Paul Scholes called out Bruno. He says, this guy doesn't look like he knows what he's doing. He doesn't look like he has any positioning.
Oh, yeah. He's a wild card.
Yeah.
He's always been a wild card.
Yeah, I guess so. That's where he's at his best, just
best
roaming.
That's his best quality, wild card.
That's his best position, roaming. But yeah, Paul Scholes wants him to play more positional football, and McTominay too. But I feel like I guess not every player on the team can just be roaming. That's crazy. That's, you know, but one player just roaming, picking up the ball in deeper in different areas and...
Got 11 Roombas out there that don't know what the hell to do.
It's like 7-year-olds just chasing the ball.
Yeah. It's got to be more calculated roaming, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's down to Ten Hag. Yeah.
Word on the street is he lost the dressing room.
Oh, for sure.
It's over.
When's this guy going to get fired?
Any day now.
And then they hire Solskjaer?
It would be about the same time he took over the first time, wouldn't it?
Mm, yeah, yeah.
It's like right before Christmas, they fired Mourinho and brought in Solskjaer.
They should wait a little bit more. I like seeing the train wreck. I like seeing these kind of things.
I thought you were a United fan.
I'm not United.
No.
I follow... I'm a Benfica
follow
fan.
Your heart.
I'm a Benfica fan.
All right. Ex-Benfiquista Enzo Fernandez scores not only his first but second goal for Chelsea. They played Brighton. First one is a header. Second one is a penalty. They actually managed to win man down after Connor Gallagher got a red card. The game ends 3-2.
Boo. Boo this man.
Boo this team. I don't care.
Stinky Enzo.
Hey, he almost scored two goals. He did score two goals. He almost had a third on a header too as well. He got the penalty, game-winning penalty.
Mudrick taken down. Shout out to Bonanote on Brighton. Scored a beautiful goal.
He did. I just like seeing him lose. He's evil to me now, you know?
Yeah, traitor.
Yeah. All right, moving on. Whoa, huge game. Liverpool be stonking all over Fulham in a Sunday morning thriller. Game ends 4-3. Trent and McAllister slapping them in from distance.
It was a bit of a stonk fest.
Yep.
I yelled at my TV at least 5 times.
Wow.
Good.
Yeah.
Yelled of joy?
Yeah.
Yells of joy?
Yells of joy. Yeah. Yes. Alone. It doesn't happen often.
That's fun.
Yeah.
The most fun you can have alone.
You're not always walking around talking to yourself, like reacting to stuff and saying stuff out loud. Like you, so you alone are just like, if you didn't bump into someone, a word would never come out of your mouth.
Yeah. You speak out loud by yourself at home?
I'll say like, what are you doing?
Whoa.
Don't give the ball to Maratu.
Not when I'm alone, no. It probably just grunts and stuff like,
gotcha.
Yeah.
I like the idea of just you picturing you stone-faced all the time until like until someone else shows up. Like you're like a sim, you know?
Now I can talk.
Sounds like you talk too much to yourself when you're alone.
Yeah, there's got to be a happy medium between me and Chris. But anyways, Chris, back to the game. Go ahead.
No, just beautiful. The first Trent goal, I remember watching it, and it was like, that was the first yell out loud, obviously.
Yep, that would make you yell. Was not a Trent goal, though. Went own goal off the goalie's back.
I know. When I saw it again in slow motion as was happening, I was like, if it didn't hit that goalie, it would not go in the net. And then I think they took it back like... way later, like almost end of the half or something.
Yeah, it was like the 30 or 40th minute, and the announcer came on and was like, and you know what? Not a Trent goal officially.
I should just give it to him. He meant to do that.
And then I yelled out loud in my house and said, I knew it!
Oh, huzzah!
The McAllister goal, insane. Didn't think he was going to shoot it. Fucking sniped the hell out of it. That guy's been quiet all season, so I think he really needed that one.
Where was Allison this day?
He got injured.
Oh.
Yeah, he got injured.
There's a lot of flubby, ugly Fulham goals there.
Who plays instead of Allison?
Kelleher.
Oh,
who's been playing in Europa League. He's been doing pretty good, actually.
So, Fulham also, like, bungles a couple in. How was Paulinho's play?
He wasn't playing, right?
No, Paulinho played.
Oh.
Yeah, Paulinho played. I mean, they're good. They're a tight-knit team, man. Like Fulham. I don't know.
As tight as Darwin's new braids.
That looks like a girl's hair.
It's an interesting look. It's he's trying something new, clearly.
The man's a cholo.
Yeah, man. Interesting look. Give it to him. Cholo. His hair was getting real fucking long, though, because even the tie-up was, like, getting a little crazy.
Maybe this is what you do before you get a haircut.
Maybe. Oh, yeah, try something crazy.
Yeah, do something crazy and then... he's going to chop it off.
I feel like he's like evolving like a Pokemon, though. This is his final form.
I like all the different looks. I would say with the braids, he just no longer looks evil. He looks kind of like sweetheart. like kind of vibes, right?
But he's still got
from the back.
From the back.
Or is he more kind of like AS?
He's more cholo. Like he just needs a button-up shirt with only the top button.
Oh yeah, he's got the little mustache.
You're right. He's no longer evil Darwin.
The khakis. Yeah,
he's cholo Darwin.
He's blood in, blood out Darwin now.
And this one's, these jokes are really hitting for Palma Radio fans in California.
You guys also have a new little Japanese guy there.
Yeah, Endo.
He slapped one in, too. That was a nice goal.
Just as nice as the other.
He gets forgotten in the flurry.
Definitely not forgotten. That was another yell out loud by myself.
He's like, new guy.
He has been scoring, though. He's been pretty consistent. He's getting played more in, like, Europa and stuff like that.
Dude, you guys have, like, endless midfielders.
Well, yeah, because last year we had nobody. So Klopp really sprung for it, went for it this year. Mm-hmm. And seemed to pick up, like, all the amazing underrated players, and they're all kind of clicking. I'm telling you guys, they're going to win the league this year.
Wow.
They're winning it.
Could happen.
It could. Yeah, totally.
They're going to go through Arsenal.
Yeah, that's going to be the deciding game. And that one's coming up quick. That one's right before Christmas.
Oh, is it? Let's watch it.
Hey, sure. City's going to be up there too, guys. Don't worry about City. They'll be there. They came from behind on Arsenal last year too, so...
Oh, but, yeah, they'll be there.
On Liverpool, just to finish off, Jota's birthday is today.
Oh.
Diogo's.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Felicidades.
You filthy animal.
I would have worn the jersey had I known, but also today was Italy day for us.
Yeah, we all spontaneously wore Italian jerseys. So.
Oh,
yeah.
We're in sync or something. I don't know. Our periods are in sync. We're hanging out too much.
Is that why there's so much blood in my bathroom?
No, our colonoscopies are in sync. I'm getting one in next week, too.
That's an unofficial one, though.
Yeah.
City tie Spurs 3-3. Outrage ensues when an advantage from a fouled Haaland leads to a Grealish breakaway is whistled. Kulusevski saves Spurs in the 90th. Crazy match. 6 goals.
And a Son as well. Beauty for them. One for them, one for you, you know.
The Son goal was beautiful.
Very
the
nice.
The Son giveth and the Son taketh.
Yes.
He did an own goal too.
Yeah. Yep.
Son turned on the Jets for that first goal.
He has the Jets, yeah.
It's like he had a NOS switch.
And the other guy put his NOS on too, but he said, too soon, June. And then he put his NOS on after.
But yeah, some nice goals. Lo Celso from top of the box. Foden, nice little play in. Mr. Dooku's helping set that play up. Dooku's.
Count Dooku, this guy's amazing.
This guy's phenomenal. But yeah, it would have been crazy to see what Grealish would have done on that break in the 95th minute.
He would have choked it.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
You think?
Yeah, the ref already knew he wasn't going to score. That's
why the ref did it.
Yeah, stop this shit.
Let's stop wasting one's time here.
Yeah. But opposite of last week after the City-Liverpool game, this week Pep was losing his shit. Last week he was all calm, cool, collect. He's like, whatever. A tie is a tie this week.
He wasn't that calm. Him and Darwin went off last week.
Darweezy went at him, but Pep was like, whatever.
Yeah, Pep was chill.
Yeah, this week he looks. Why is there a picture of him rolling on the floor? What happened there?
He couldn't take it. The drama.
Oh,
he fell down and went wah wah wah.
I guess
that's what that picture looks like.
Yeah,
he's getting older, man. You can't be doing that move.
You gotta throw your back out, Pep. All right, moving on to Italy. We talked about Mourinho already. They beat Sassuolo 2-1 with a nice sturdy comeback. It's always comebacks with this guy. It's never a comfortable win.
No, he loves the drama.
The king of drama right there.
Team's not good enough. Yeah. But he's good enough to lead them into fourth place, which is probably where they stay, where they'll be happy to end up, because fourth, I think
still Champions League.
It's Champions League qualifying in Italy. So if he gets that, I'm sure he'll be happy.
Mm-hmm.
Even if he leaves.
Inter sitting pretty in first place after tying Juve last week and then thrashing Napoli 3-0 on the weekend. And Benfica, 3 goals.
They had these orange jerseys.
Yeah.
Looking like the Dutch out there.
I didn't like those at all.
No.
Playing total football?
No, not their play.
They did not play like the Dutch.
Strictly aesthetic.
Mm-hmm. In Germany, lots of snow and frozen pitches leave several games delayed. Bayern's game against Union Berlin is called off.
Bullshit. Bring out the orange ball, you losers. Get out there.
Scotland, too, also had a bunch of games called off because of frozen pitches.
You know what, man? You ever watch a football game in the snow? They get guys coming out. They just shovel it.
You plow.
Those are cool. Porto played a snow game.
Yeah, there's one.
I saw clips of that.
Yeah, there's one going through the internet of Falcao scored a hat trick in a snow game.
Mm-hmm. Those are cool.
Europa
League. So sick. That's part of the game.
Exactly. But apparently it's too much snow. They had to shut down Munich. Moving to France, Mbappe and Vitinha find the score sheet against Le Havre. They win 2-0. They got an early red card for Mr. Donnarumma.
Yeah, the guy's getting sloppy these days. Right?
I don't think he's...
I think he cost them a goal in the Champions League, too. Didn't we watch him pass the ball to, like, an attacking player?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Most expensive goalie, I think. Is he not?
He's definitely up there. But I don't know. I've never been a huge... I've never been completely sold on him as, like, he's the guy.
He was a fad.
Like, when Neuer came up, like, Neuer was like, Neuer is the fucking guy.
Yeah.
Dumaruma was like...
Dumaruma.
He was great on Milan.
Dumaruma. Donnarumma, he was on AC Milan doing a great job. I remember he won that penalty shootout against Rio Ave to take them into the Champions League during coronavirus. Moment. Probably his best time at AC Milan. Wins the Euro with Italy. That was important. That, I think, helped make him like gain in stature. And then he goes to PSG. Eh. And I agree. Yeah, he's not the top. So who would you say are the top goalies in the world right now?
Right now?
Trubin.
Vlachodimos.
Trubin.
Ederson. Oblak.
Yeah.
Trubin, yes. I almost forgot about that guy.
Definitely not Onana.
Courtois, probably.
Still?
He's kind of falling. He's
shaky, too.
This is him being shaky now, but up until now, he definitely was up there. I would say he's probably maybe the best. I don't know.
I mean, even Allison's had his moments lately of, like, not being good. Oblak's always up there and, like, you know, people rate him pretty highly. Doesn't make a ton of mistakes. You rarely see Franch from Oblak.
There's no goalies that is without Franch.
Yeah, that's true.
Not this day and age.
No. I think Bono on Al Hilal is one of the best in the world. Moroccan international. Yeah. Fucked us in the ass.
Straight out of Montreal. True. Then this PSG game, despite that red card, they come back. Mbappe scores and Vitinha. Nice little scooper ball from outside the net.
Okay, massive deflection.
Yeah. It looked sick in real time,
beautiful.
It hit a guy's leg.
Yeah. But he's right behind Mbappe for goals right now in France. He's got 4 goals. Mbappe's got 15.
Right behind him.
He's second.
Wow.
And then, I don't know, a bunch of other those PSG schlubs. 4
goals, yeah.
Our boy Ramos should be there, but he's not scoring.
No. I think he's at 3. Yeah, he's at 3. Yeah. I think Hakimi's at 3, too. But Vitinha's up there.
And in this game, they wore Korean letters for their names.
Yes, they did. And this keeper that came in making all these incredible saves, we'll never know his name.
No. Yeah, we were like, who is this guy? We see the back of his shirt. Can't read that. Call up our Korean friend to read it for us.
You guys ever watch King of the Hill where they go to Japan and they get in the cat? There's one episode where they go to Japan and... They're like, oh, they have to find... They're, like, looking for this place, and Hank Hill's like, the squiggly letters on our piece of paper match the squiggly letters outside of this store.
You have to match them.
Yeah, that'd be like somebody buying this goalie's jersey.
Match the letters. Yeah. The squiggly lines. In Spain, we talked about already, Mr. João Felix with a hell of a game.
Wow.
In Saudi, Jota scored for Al Ittihad today. I didn't even know that guy was still there.
I thought he was banished.
Yeah.
I guess he can play Champions League.
It's so hard to keep up with all these Jotas, man.
Yeah. I'm just speculating.
Do you know what I speculated? I was like, how many people are drinking thermoses and it's actually just chicken broth the whole day?
Fuck you.
You've been walking around thinking about that.
Coming up this next week, I'm going to see all these people with thermoses and water bottles. I'm like,
what do you got in there?
Is that water or you got broth in there?
Hey, bone broth's a big hit right now. All the hipsters are drinking it. You can get it at coffee shops.
You can buy bones at the supermarket for pennies on the dollar and boil it yourself.
Yeah, that's true. That's true too.
Yeah, you can do anything yourself.
Yeah, no one's stopping you.
The
yeah.
cool thing
you
is
can
paying
start farming. You know, if you want.
The cool
to.
Thing is paying overpriced, what, like paying the extra money for it.
Yeah, it's yeah. kind of ridiculous. Coffee shop. I'm getting coffees now because my girlfriend likes to get coffees, and I like all like and. She listens and subscribes to the Patreon now, so
really?
I also like to get coffees for the
I
record.
I can confirm.
But they are like $4.25, $5.25.
I'll tell you what you do, Justin. You don't know the hack? You get fancy cups and you get an espresso machine. You just keep making them at home and you yep. show up.
You yeah, can even get a milk frother. You just hit the button.
But that takes all the joy out of life. I mean, it's nice to go walk somewhere, go into a different building, look at the stuff in there, get the yep, coffee, yep. and then walk.
Some of them are cool. They got little trinkets around.
Yeah, you get to talk to the non-binary coffee person behind right. the counter, you know. Yeah. It's all part of the experience of living, you know.
And then you ask them, what's the difference between a flat white and a cappuccino? And they go, don't worry about it.
No, a latte, yeah. Latte. Flat white and a latte is the same
I'm
drink.
A flat white guy. I like flat white.
He's a flat whiter.
It seems pretentious to get one. I like it.
All right, back to Saudi. George Jesus gets the better of Ronaldo as Al-Hilal take down Al-Nassr 3-0. JJ claims he'd like to see Al-Nassr without Ronaldo as they've been missing Neymar for 11 games now and are still top of the table.
They barely had Neymar.
Yeah.
They have Mitrovic.
They got so many stars. They have Milenkovic-Savic.
They have Neves.
Bono.
They have the best goalie in the league.
For sure.
Watching the highlights of this game.
They have the best goalie in the league, the best defender in the league, the best midfielder in the league, and the second best striker.
And fucking Al-Nassr has the Varela of the Saudi league.
Yeah.
I will not stop shooting at Varela.
That guy. You really have it out for Varela.
Yeah. Shots fired. I won't forget that season.
Well, it's because Guimarães beat your friends, right? You're still upset about that?
Yeah. Well, I'm upset about the year he played on Benfica and he had like 10 rangos.
Cost us the title. But that's down to the president not picking up a goalie, not yep. going for it.
We were supposed to buy a goalie, but we used the guy that we just had.
Cheap. They cheaped out on us. Ronaldo, he's playing with down a man. Their goalie, I don't know where they found this guy. He seems terrible.
Yeah. That guy's an idiot.
Yeah. So, you know, and it makes a big difference. I think in January, the next.
And his name might be on his jersey in English, but I'm not reading that.
I don't think you'll see much more from this guy again. Yeah. But they tried. It was close for a while, and then they just. I mean, 3-0 is a little harsh, I think, for the result.
Yeah,
right?
It was like, two back-to-back goals in like 90 and 90 plus from Mitrovic.
Yeah.
Al-Nassr had so many good chances.
Yeah.
Talisca, he almost scored an amazing goal.
Dude, that one little flick. Oh, God.
Flicked it over a guy, and then.
We'd be talking about that for years to come.
Generations.
Generational flick.
That would have been a generational goal.
Ronaldo has words with the Al-Hilal president after the final whistle. He goes and he talks to him on the sideline.
Oh,
wow.
He airs his grievances with this man.
Wow.
Maybe it was a friendly convo.
Nah, it didn't look friendly.
Maybe he thinks it's a little rigged. Maybe he thinks he's rigging the league.
Mm-hmm. And then as he's walking off the pitch, the fans are chanting Messi at him and he blows them some kisses.
I love that. That's the way to react. You kill him with kindness. You say, I know what you're trying to do to me. If I act angrily and swear, exactly. You go the opposite. Remember he did the sign of the cross at the fans once. I think
someone went
and said, don't do that ever again.
Yeah, they probably told him nicely, you can't be doing that time or place. In this land.
So just blow some kisses. I think that's a beautiful thing. It's like kind of how.
And you know those guys are cringing in their skin from that blown kiss.
Oh, yes. Because
like, Ronaldo sent me a kiss.
Oh.
But they are actually a very affectionate people, you know. They're always holding hands and sort of hugging.
They don't kiss, though.
No, they do on the cheek a lot.
Men.
Oh, really?
Only men.
Only men can kiss each other on the cheek.
You can't kiss. Are you crazy, a woman?
Oh, right. They have insane. They have a thing with women, yes.
Yeah. Other than that, Luis Castro wanted to show the referee he was wrong on the offside call. He whips out his phone. He says, look at this.
Look at my VAR.
Yeah. My VAR is better than your VAR.
It's great. The two top coaches in Saudi League are Portuguese.
Yep.
Jorge Jesus is a little bit more of an antagonist. A little bit more going after people.
Well, we had Nuno Espírito Santo at El Etihad, but he got sacked.
Yeah.
Nuno. Miss him.
I don't think that guy will get another job.
Ever?
I don't think he should.
No.
He'll be back in Portugal, maybe.
His first Wolf stint was all right.
Yeah, he brought them up from the second division.
He did great there. And yeah, then he got the Tottenham job, and that didn't go well.
Tottenham was a terrible idea.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That wasn't a good idea. No. It wasn't, like we said, it's not a good fit.
Bad Nobody fit. Should ever go to Tottenham. Villas Boas went to Tottenham. Jorge Mourinho went to Tottenham.
Yeah.
It's not good, man.
They don't like Portuguese people.
It's unless you're Australian, they'll love you for some fucking reason.
It's a paycheck, and you take the paycheck. It's usually a 3-year deal you sign on for. They fire you after one. Yeah. Hey,
I was gonna say 6 months. You're fired.
Yeah. Stong of the week.
I gotta go Bruno.
It's gotta be Bruno. Yeah.
I was like so dead set. I saw that McAllister goal and I was like, oh come on, this guy definitely won it. And then the Bruno goal. I'm like, there's so much more authority on it.
Yeah.
The McAllister one almost looks lucky after that.
We'll say honorable mention.
Honorable mention. But Bruno wins Stonk of the Week. Mm-hmm. Joan Wonder. It's a lot that went on. A lot.
I think there's only one choice. It's got to be Joan Felix. Homecoming.
Oh, yeah.
Chipped it. Not like a shit goal. A nice goal against Atletico. Chips the goalie. And then he's
feeling confident. He's jumping up. He's showing the fans. I'm happy for him.
And also, he does in Porto. He's a Porto killer. Did you know that?
Porto killer. Qu'est-ce que c'est?
Okay. What about Portuguese Grealish? I like that guy.
I was going to say that too. That's a good honorable mention, but I would say Jean Felix.
All right.
Tribe has spoken.
All right. Felix, cross the board. Thanks once again for listening. Hit us up on the social at Portugal_corner on X, at the Portugal Corner on Insta. Join us on Patreon. Listen to us on Palma. And email us at theportugalcorner@gmail.com. Please subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Take a minute to leave a rating or a review.
Five stars.
And back on YouTube. So we
great.
Will
all your YouTube heads.
Yeah. And we'll do some Patreon.
Final thoughts, inspirational messages. We've been thinking about doing a video version.
Have we?
Yep.
We've been thinking.
Nobody ran this by me.
Shut up and do it.
I just want to know how many people out there
want to see our ugly faces.
I want the feedback from the fans. Do they need a video podcast?
Right.
Do they care? Do they just listen to us on Palma and that's good enough for them?
Right. I don't think we do enough. I mean, I guess when we do it, we'll have to like do more visual comedy or like visual explanations.
Slapstick?
We're going to spill so many glasses.
I'm going to fall on top of this table like Chris Farley.
We're going to be the Three Stooges over here.
To do a power bomb.
Yeah.
But all right.
Don't forget to send a message, direct message to Evan. He's feeling pretty down about his colonoscopy. Wish him well for his colonoscopy, too.
Yeah.
It'll be over by the time you're listening to this.
Ah, damn it.
Still send those messages, letters, P.O. Box.
Subscribe to the Patreon. We'll put up the video of his colonoscopy.
All right.
Okay. Goodbye.
Goodbye.